Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
So whose voice have you chosen to trust?
Amen.
That of your girlfriend who in the same situation as you, giving
you
that she can't get out of herself. But all of a sudden she can grow and become the all-answer, all-knowing, all-be-all to you. But here
Amen.
Is a man and woman of God who God has
Amen.
Established by his hand, has given you instructions. But whose voice have you chosen to trust?
My.
My God. Yes.
What is the character of those they've chosen to trust?
Jesus.
Did you not know? Like I told you, honor grows in every environment, in the grocery store, in your home, in your church, even in your workplace. Diligence in the workplace is proof of your honor. Those of you all that work a 9-to-5, those of you all who are working, you can sow honor in your job. Some of you all may not be favorable for you. You don't like your coworkers. You don't like your boss. You don't like the environment, the culture, but God is giving you that job. So you work it. But do you not know that God says he wants the best for us? He wants us to prosper. That's what the Bible says. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest what? Prosper. That's the first thing he wished for you to have. Oh, I don't make enough money, and I don't. But God said, "But I am more than able to promote you. I've taken my servant who was in a jailhouse, underground, and promoted him to being second in charge." Who am I talking about? Joseph. He said, "So no low place. Whether you are the janitor, I've known many examples of the janitor who stayed faithful and was diligent on the job, end up owning a company."
Amen.
Diligence in the workplace is proof of honor. Diligence is the immediate attention to an instruction. How is your behavior in the workplace? For those of you all who have a vision to even work for KCI, you think, oh, man, if I could just work at a church, that would be sweet. Don't think that you're going to be able to put your feet up, because we're looking for competent people. We're looking for people who go by the law of honor. We're looking for people who are diligent, who have an immediate attention to an instruction. How immediate are you going to be in attention to an instruction?
Mm.
What is your response? Did you not know that a delayed obedience is the proof of dishonor? Delayed obedience is the proof of dishonor.
Amen.
I always say this.
Amen.
When people show
That's
you
right.
who they are, believe them.
There's
Amen. No way in the world that I'm not going to hear a conversation, and sound have proof that there's honor, but sound also has, or your dishonor has a sound as well. So there's no way in a conversation that once I've heard the sound of dishonor, I'm going to ignore it. Once I've smelt the stench of dishonor, that I'm going to ignore it. Once I've seen who you honor, that I'm going to ignore. Once I've seen your delayed response to obedience and delayed response to my instruction, then I'm going to ignore it. Mm. I can't. One thing I'm very, and I'll tell you this, this is another nugget. If you want to be successful, if you want to be a leader in life, no matter what it is, in church or in a job, whatever, one thing I will tell you, people of God, and I'm very, very, very true with this for myself, you have to learn how to tell yourself the truth.
Amen. Amen.
A lot of times we end up in situations, wrong marriages. We end up with the wrong man, the wrong woman. We end up in a bad situation because we are not honest with ourselves. You want to ignore when people show you who they are. You end up in the most horrible situation in friendship where the woman tore you up, cut you off, lied about you. Man, too, if you have any guy friends, you've had some horrible splits, because, or even worse off with the situation we just dealt with, it was the best friend of the woman. Mm-hmm. She saw a man, guarantee. She saw all the hints when her best friend showed her who she was. She was flirtatious. He even told you about stories of how she slept with other married men. But you were blind to it. You don't want to receive it. Well, if she can sleep with another married man, maybe she can sleep with my husband who's married. No,
right.
He's free. But you didn't want to honestly tell yourself the truth of who you were dealing with because you didn't want to lose a friend. I don't want to be alone. Let me tell you something. You're alone now because now your girlfriend got your husband.
All right now.
My God.
Jesus.
One thing I tell people, tell yourself the truth. I do it all the time, every day. I don't need to, I don't go around the house asking Andrew, do I look big in this? Andrew, do I look fat? I've never asked him that once in my life. I look in the mirror and tell myself, April, you are overweight. You are morbid obese. I don't need a husband to lie to me and make me feel good. I look at it and I tell the truth. I embrace the truth. I know my figure. I'm not trying to hide it. I'm not trying to make it more than what it is. I know the people who are around me. I know who's around me right now that can soak up. That I can count on my hands, not many. Don't mention it because it's just the truth.
Amen.
I can count on my hands who really absorbs what I speak.
Amen, amen.
I know everyone on this line is not soaking up 100% of everything I speak. Some of you all take bits and pieces. Some of you all absorb this and this. When you like me, maybe when I got your favorite lipstick on, maybe when I got my hair done a certain way, you like me more. But there are a handful of people, no matter what I speak, they're going to soak it all up.
Amen.
That's right.
Yes.
I know who else is around.
Amen.
I know people who are around me
so true.
Who are only around to see what's going to happen.
Mm.
We keep professing that we're millionaires. We keep sowing. We're getting a lot of money in from the ministry. People are seeding because they're getting miracles. Well, I want to see if they're really going to take off, but let me stay close to them. I'm going to stay in touch and be in the background. We see who's in the background, too.
Mm.
I'm well aware of my surroundings. I tell myself the truth. If you show me dishonor, if you've given off a stench, if you spoke in a way of dishonor, if I notify it, if I acknowledge it, I know who you are now.
Amen.
Yes.
It's amazing. I tell my husband all the time, I say it's amazing how people think how dumb we are. They really are not. No, I'm not saying I'm Einstein. I am an educated woman. I do know that I have some type of level of brilliance, but I am not God. And I'm not what I claim to say is a person who is in high IQ percentile, but I do recognize the wisdom, what is good and what is evil. I do know what is right and what is wrong, and I do know what is just straight up just trifling. I've gotten a glimpse of that, and they think we didn't see, we didn't hear, we didn't smell it.
Jesus.
So now they try and brush behind it by spraying perfume in the air to cover up the skunk smell.
My God.
So we know. Because once you show me who you are, I believe it.
Yeah,
and you should fail. I tell people all the time, there are billions of people out here in this world. Why am I trying to hold on to just one person?
Amen.
If you show me honor, I would let you go. And there are literally millions of other people who could benefit and take your place. I'm not about wasting time. One thing else, and I'm going to give you some more nuggets, and I'm pretty much finished. I have not even gotten to a tenth of what I want to talk about. But one thing you should do, people of God, especially when you're investing in your proteges, when you're investing in people who you're training, who God has put you in a path of to be a role model, you should value your time.
Amen.
Because
that's right.
The enemy's going to send forth enough imposters in your life. Imposters come to rape you. They come to kill. They come to steal. They come to destroy. They come to defame. They come to blemish. They come to blaspheme. But we serve a gentleman who's a God.
Amen.
He's not going to do it for you. He always makes it your choice. What did I say in the very beginning? To honor is a choice.
Yes.
It is. Honor is not a miracle. Honor is not an anointing.
Amen.
Honor is something that happens.
Yes.
You have to decide to live by the code of honor. You have to decide to develop the language of honor. You have to decide to get honor in your heart so that it has a fragrance and not a distinct odor. You have to decide to live by the law and a code of honor.
Mm-hmm.
Honor is the bridge to any season you would like to enter. Honor is the seed for access. A lot of us on here, we are in some seasons of our life that we wish could be over. Did you not know God gave you by way of escape to enter into another season by the seeds of honor that you sow? Always choose the path of honor. Always. I can give you so many testimonies of when God gave them the opportunity to choose the path of honor, but then they chose the path of dishonor, how it gravely backfired on them. There have been people who vowed to be honorable to us, but because of their choice to be dishonorable instead, they are now suffering with cancer in their body. The one lady, she said, pray for me, Apostle. I have throat cancer. And the Holy Spirit said, because it was the very instrument that she used to sow a seed of honor, that she is now blatantly dishonored. And if you know anything about God, if you make a vow and you choose to go back on it, you are considered a fool. You are not a good person for God, especially if you vow to honor his child, who God favors. See, God honors us because we honor him. We have so many people who have chosen to dishonor us, and because of that, God said if they don't get right, they will die a tragic death. People who died because of the way they have dishonored us, he said because of this, it will not end well in their marriage. Because why? Why is that? Dishonor opens up. See, when you sow, I'm going to put this in a very lamest way I can, the very low-down, blunt way I can. You can sow a seed. You're only sowing two seeds. You're either going to sow a seed of honor. If you're not sowing a seed of honor, it's not like you get a choice to just sow a blank seed with nothing in it. No, you only get two choices, either a seed of honor, and if it's not a seed of honor, it's a seed of dishonor. But what you fail to realize is that with every seed, it has to be planted and germinated, and there is a harvest no matter what you say. There is a harvest coming from either one of those seeds.
That's right.
Let's think about it, because there's so much more, and I'm finished. Oh, man, it's so much. I'm so excited. Because what you have to realize, and Apostle Smith, I cornered him in the middle of the house. I cornered him in the laundry room and the front door, and I'm like, guess what I just learned about honor? And I'm standing there talking to him for 30 minutes, and he's like, this girl is on fire. But we both have what we're excited about. Some of the things that Apostle Smith gets excited about, I'm just like, okay, well, praise God. I'm glad you got it. But my wisdom and honor and all that other stuff, and it just, man, it really ignites me. And I'm amazed at how God works with this thing. But one thing I want to talk about is how no matter what, you're going to reap a harvest. For us who have chosen not to, let's say, choose to seed a seed of honor, we've seeded a seed of dishonor. When that seed of dishonor goes into the ground and it germinates, that means it sprouts its roots, and it begins to grow, and it begins to now pull up and raise up a harvest. Do you not know when that harvest comes back to you, it will be exactly what the seed was, dishonor? So a lot of times, and here's the proof, I'm giving you strategy here because I'm also a woman of strategy. Woo! I love strategy.
Amen.
So people believe that God is a God of strategy. I don't know what Bible you read. God was a God of war. That's why he said you are signed up for an army. Endure hardship like a good soldier. We are running this race. What do you think? It's all set up for war. So in war, what do generals do? They strategize. It's like a big game of chess. And I love it because God is so calm, cool, and collected, and he can do a lot just by maneuvering and strategizing. He can defeat the enemy. But that's also how the Lord does it with us. When you reap, because a lot of times, let me give you a hint. A lot of times, and you can assess your life right now, this very second, wherever you are in the world, whatever time it is, it's 12:22 where I am. Look at your life this very minute. Are you experiencing any dishonor? Are you in the midst of some drama? Are you in the midst where your name and your fame? Are you in a midst where you have accusations coming against you? Let me tell you something. God says it's not, it's really, really not hard. He said all you got to do is assess your life.
Amen.
How you sow seed of dishonor. You say, oh, my children, they don't love me. They are so disrespectful. Well, let's take it back one. How were you with your parents? Whoa.
Come on.
That's right. That's right.
Whoa. Hello. Kids cussing you out. Kids not obeying your rules and regulations for your home. You don't be home by curfew. Where were you when your mama said be home by 9 o'clock? How did you talk about your mom or your dad when you wasn't around your mom? What was your language of honor to your friends about your mama?
Jesus.
Right?
I just want you to think about it. I'm not asking you to admit it, but I just want you to think about it. Because a lot of what we sow, because that's the Bible. The Bible's so true. He said, that what a man sowed, that shall he also reap. See, a lot of times we talk about it in money and giving because it does have a place in that. But I'm about the whole spectrum, even in my attitude, even in my language, how I treat strangers, how I deal with other people's kids. I'm going to reap that. If I treat other people's kids wrong and talk about them and treat them with disrespect, when I'm not around and my kids are out there doing it, I'm going to want somebody to treat my kids with respect. But let me see. Let me be honest. I've not done right by other people. Then I got to pray double to make sure that none of that, they're not the repercussion of my actions. How you cheat, how you steal, gotta make sure it'll come back around and hurt you where it really hurts. A lot of us, we can say, I could take it. Lord, just get me. But God said, nope, maybe I'll let it fall upon your kids. Mm. Oh, you don't think God would do that? Let's read the Bible. God has done that. He said, and I'll make sure it'll fall upon your generations to come. That's where they were hurt. But God said, I'm a graceful God. He said, I sent my son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. He said, but some of you all have unrecognized sins. Some of you all have unrepented for those sins. And I think now is a good time in my closing because I got so much I wanted to do. I wanted to talk about rewarding those who honor you and how a lot of times our breakthrough is a reward for the seeds of honor that we've sown. I have some examples that I read from a well-known evangelist, how it was this lady who sowed seeds of honor from this man who was a neighbor. And it didn't look like he had much. Matter of fact, she had to buy his medication for him. Well, he ended up dying. And when he died, come to find out, he wasn't so poor after all. The man left her 26 acres of land. One of the acres of land, one of the properties of the land that he left her, actually they found gold underneath in the property. And also this left her some buildings and also some money. I mean, she ended up becoming basically an overnight millionaire on his death. She didn't know. She was just sowing seed of honor. I mean, there's so much I wanted to talk about Lucifer and his honor. But, you know, I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. I'm going to come back and talk to you all about this later. Every time I talk to you all, I'm going to be talking about something new, something about wisdom, something about honor. I said, God, that's my niche.
Amen.
You got to find where you're different.
Yes, amen.
You got to, and then I'm going to end in prayer. We're going to repent from some of the seeds of dishonor, and we're going to pray for God's grace. What is God's grace? What is his unmerited grace? That means grace you don't deserve.
Amen.
You're not deserving of this, but it's just because God is who he is. He said, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Unmerited favor. We're going to pray for some of the roots that have been germinated in the soil, and they're about to come back on you because of the seeds of dishonor you sow, maybe even against my husband and myself. Some of the things that you've chosen to say about us behind your back, in your heart, in the privacy of your home. Maybe it wasn't us. Maybe it was another pastor, another leader. You put your mouth on them. Guess what? And now, see, it's so funny because we talked to a pastor lady who was under us and wanted some counseling. We talked to a lot of people. We counsel a lot of people. Thank God that God trusts us with these people to talk to. And this pastor, she came to us and she talked to us and she said, man of God, I'm just sorrowful. And we said, well, what's going on? She said, I understand now. And she said that at least four times, I understand now. I understand now. And I said, what's going on? She said, when I was just a regular lay member, I caused havoc in the church. I didn't know I was doing it. But I just, anything I did not agree with, I would talk about it. I would rally other people against the leader. I fought them on everything, and I thought I was standing my ground. But when I left that man's ministry and I began to get more serious with my walk with Christ, then I realized that God, too, was calling me into the ministry. God, too, was calling me into the mode of pastoralship. Now I'm walking in the beginning phase of pastoralship, and I have encountered someone who's like me. Everything that I do, they raise havoc in the church. Everything that I say, they combat me with another scripture. They're rallying my other members together against me. And the Lord began to play back that was just what it felt like to the pastor I was doing it to. My God, I understand now, and I'm so sorry. So we told that lady, we said what the Lord was saying. We ministered to her, but we also said it does no good to confess it to us. You weren't the one who planted the seed in our ground, so you need to go back to the soil that you planted the seed of dishonor in. And when you go back to that soil, repent. So in place of that seed of dishonor, a seed of honor. And what will happen supernaturally is that then God will take that nasty root of dishonor, that seed, that harvest, pluck it out like you do when you're plucking up weeds. You know, when you pull a weed out of your garbage or through the cracks of your backyard or through the cracks of the sidewalk, you don't just cut it down. You got to dig in it and pull it up by the roots. It's not good unless you get the roots out. Otherwise, the weed will keep growing. So when God will pull it so that the root, the very root of that seed of dishonor is plucked out. And he said, okay, now we can plant the fresh seed of honor because you have gone back in honor. You have gone back and repented and honored that individual. Whatever you got to do, you know, being under that person, what they like, favorite meal, if it's just a monetary fee, if it's a gift, whatever you got to do, take them out to dinner to make up for that seed to be placed into that ground of honor instead of dishonor. So that God can now move forward in your ministry. Because I'm telling you, if you got some seeds out there of dishonor, it will pop up at the most inopportune time. It will slow you down. It will try its best to delay you. And then you want to call all heaven and its fire down to save you. But God is saying, you did this to yourself. I'm a gentleman. You make the decision in your life. You choose whether you want to abide by my law or the enemy's law. And the enemy don't play fair. He don't tell you the whole story when you're sowing the seed of discord, when you're sowing the seed of dishonor. He don't tell you the whole story, how it's going to come back to bite you and your children in the butt, how it might come back to destroy your marriage, how it might come back to hunt you and your kids. That's why we got to constantly warfare over ourselves. And every unacknowledged seed of dishonor, we've got to call it out, even in this moment. Think to yourself, who have you been dishonorable to? The very commandments talk about your mother, your father, your guardianship. Some of your parents may be gone on, and you're like, man, I can't do nothing about that now. He said, okay, find somebody in their stead who you can honor as a mother, as a father, and love them.
Yeah.
Forgive yourself as he forgives you. But now, if they are alive, go back and make it right. Even if they don't want to receive it, if they're hurt by what you've done, that's not your issue. You got to go back and make that thing right.
Amen.
Sow seeds of honor. You hurt your kids. Oh, you didn't know parents can hurt their kids. You know you haven't been the best role model. You know you haven't been the best at guardianship or parental activities towards your children. Make it right. You can honor your kids. Because guess what? When they get older, now you can't even wipe yourself. You carrying around a diaper. Who's going to take care of you? That's why so many, that is a sad thing. All you can see is dishonor. That's why there's so many elderly people who are in nursing homes and they don't get regular visits. I went to nursing homes the very first Saturday of every month, and I ministered to them with my church. We sung songs. We gave devotions. We gave out gifts. When I would talk to the nurses, they would say, that person, if you all never came, that person hasn't seen somebody outside of our staff in years.
Jesus.
And their kids are alive. They well. Matter of fact, they live in the neighborhood. They don't come back. I'm like, The first thing you want to do is like, how dare them? Who those kids? Now, I'm not saying they're right. But then what I look at is, I go way beyond that. I say, okay, yeah, the kids are wrong when I seen the parent, but what did the parent do to not sow seeds of honor in the children when the children have no way to bother
their
parents now that they're old?
That's right.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today. And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world. That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.